Your time is waiting to burn. Come on.
Welcome to yet another episode of Music You Don't Have, but Show, the very best podcast you are listening to at this very moment. I'm Andy, leader of the band Hall, and thank you for joining us tonight for the best bands you've never heard of. Before we get going, some very exciting news. Music You Don't Have But Should is now available via Stitcher, the award-winning provider for news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Yes, now you can listen to Music You Don't Have But Should directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire. No syncing, no memory waste, no space needed. Get your Stitcher app at Stitcher.com or at your friendly online app store. Yes, we are expanding the listening audience again. And to those of you listening to us on Stitcher, welcome. Glad you're here. I'm not going to explain what the show is about. It's not that complicated. And I found that the listeners of Music You Don't Have But Should are the smartest listening demographic out there. So you can easily figure it out, I'm sure. Welcome, Stitcher listeners, and welcome to everyone else listening, whether through musicyoudonthave.com, iTunes, or learnoutloud.com. We've got a fantastic show. And without any further ado, let's get to it. Starting off the show, Allison Gray from Seattle, Washington with Be Bad from her EP, Off My Mind, available at iTunes and Amazon.com. Get it now and look forward to her new album, Barricades, which will be out this summer. Go to www.theallisongray.com to sign up for her mailing list. Allison is an awesome songwriter and performer, as you can tell. And let me run down some of her other achievements from her website. Gray's music has been featured on Michael Buckley's What the Buck, Lifetime, MTV, NBC, Kia Motors advertisements, and the Canadian-based reality series The Av, which follows internet celebrity Gregory Gorgeous. Her songwriting has earned top honors in the Great American Songwriting Contest, the 100% Music Songwriting Contest, the Malibu Music Awards, and Maurice's Small Town Sound Band Search. She has also been honored by California State Northridge as one of their Artists of the Year. What an extraordinary talent. Again, get Allison Gray's EP, Off My Mind, at iTunes and Amazon.com. Sign up for her mailing list at www.theallisongray.com. And look forward to her full-length album, Barricades, available this summer. And we'll keep on top of that as well and let you know when it's out and, more importantly, how to get it.
Praying that you're looking up with all that's on your mind, 'cause no one's got a better sense of following in time. So wake up to more than you've asked for or ever crossed your mind. Just leave it be and don't let go, but don't let it fall behind. Out so fast and we lost him, and I wish I said something now. Well, I can't remember the last time I saw him, and I think that we just wasted our time. 'Cause we were just 17. She called us and told us to sit down, and we could hear her voice when she cried. Well, everyone's standing for a moment, but so quickly it passes, and we need you back, need you back. And everyone's cautious for a while, but so quickly it passes, and we need you back, need you back. Well, Tuesday will come and go as fast as a life we're remembering. I told him to take it slow. I know he says, just relax. 'Cause we are just 17, and nothing can touch us for 4 more years. Well, I guess he was wrong, he was wrong. Well, everyone's silent for a moment, but so quickly it passes, and we need you back, need you back. And everyone's cautious for a while, but so quickly it passes, and we need you back, need you back, yeah. Everyone's crying for a while, so quickly you left us, and we need you back.
That was a double shot from The List from Washington, D.C. with In Time and Kyle from their album By the Time You Read This. The List is fronted by Stephen Wright on lead vocals and guitar, Tim Young on lead guitar and vocals, Steve Mead on piano, guitar and vocals, Eric Grabow on bass, and Dan Sullivan on drums and backing vocals. They formed in 2008 and have been playing all over the D.C. area, and released By the Time You Read This in 2010. The album was recorded at Brooklyn, New York's Headgear Studios. It was engineered by Grammy-nominated engineer Ted Young. Pick up your copy at CD Baby or Amazon.com. The List are currently on hiatus. Frontman Stephen Wright has had some recent health issues, so the band's been kind of laying low. But to paraphrase what the bass player Eric said in his email, it's a shame for the music to not be heard, and I wholly agree. It's a great album from a great band, The List, and you can check out the band at www.wearethelist.com. And keep up with them there. They played some pretty high-profile gigs in the past. They have a terrific album, and we wish all the best to Stephen Wright for a full recovery. I also got an email from Eric, who said that they're going to be posting some other demos that they had online and everything. And let me give you their websites just to cover all the books. There's www.wearethelist.com. That's their website. Facebook.com/wearethelist. ReverbNation.com/wearethelist. Twitter at twitter.com. Yes, you guessed it. We are the list. And also they have a YouTube channel at youtube.com. We are the list. If you're an independent musician or a band with original music you would like introduced to a worldwide audience, and the audience just got a little wider with the addition of Stitcher, go to www.musicyoudon'thave.com and get the info at the submission section. Also, check out past episodes in the archives, and there's a list of every performer who's ever been on the show. So go to their sites, buy their music, go to their shows, and become their fans. Don't forget to subscribe at iTunes or learnoutloud.com and download the Stitcher app, and you can take music you don't have but should anywhere you go. How cool is that? Next up is a singer-songwriter we had back in episode 10 last August, Gary Tinklenberg, with his new song, When I Said I Loved You. Gary Tieglenberg from Oakland, California. Gary was with the band, the Goodbye Flowers, now performing solo. And he has some CDs on CD Baby under the name Imperfect Eye. Clear Music for a Distorted World, 10 Notes from Home, and Grupo Loops. They're a little more experimental. Just search for Imperfect Eye on CD Baby. And you can also find music at CD Baby under his own name, Gary Tieglenberg. And his last name is spelled T-I-N-K-E-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. Harvey Castle sent me a link to some YouTube videos. He knows his way around a guitar and a good song, so here's Harvey with Thoughts on Now.
You can point your finger, you can throw your stone, but before you know it, you've gotten too old with the jealousy and envy.
You can see Harvey's videos for yourself at www.youtube.com/myjrproductions. Harvey's from New Orleans and has quite a following there, and you can find more of his music at myspace.com/harveycastlemusic. A wonderful songwriter, and we're going to hear more of Harvey Castle at the bottom of the show, so stick around for more great music. You are listening to Music You Don't Have But Should. Found a musician or a band you want to know more about? Go to musicyoudonthave.com and click on the artist tab for links to their websites. If you're an independent musician and want to be on Music You Don't Have But Should, click on the submissions tab at musicyoudonthave.com for further information. Music You Don't Have But Should is a production of South Sound Audio. Hi folks. Thanks for joining me on Music You Don't Have But Should. I'm Andy Hall. Zach Smith will have a new album out on May 1st, but you can get his new self-titled album in a special exclusive pre-release at his website on April 3rd at www.zachsmithband.com. That's ZakSmithBand.com. And get a copy of Zach's previous album, Haunted Feet, also. We'll also be hearing Zach on the first year-end retrospective of Music You Don't Have But Should on April 7th. Don't miss Music You Don't Have But Should's first year extravaganza. That's right. Extravaganza. That's on April 7th. Wow, one year. Thanks to all the awesome musicians and bands we've had on the show. They are what this show is all about. And thanks to you, the listener. Support your local independent musicians and bands and the ones you hear on the show. Let them know that you appreciate them by going to their show, buying their music, and becoming their fans. Then they'll make more great music. Man, it's kind of like the circle of life, isn't it? The great tunes keep coming with Nick Pilgrim.
I didn't know, I was just sitting with nowhere to go. And then I caught you in the corner of my eye. It isn't fair, but it's the truth. Sometimes you see things that aren't for you. But girl, I promise I won't say another word. You gotta do something about it. You're breathing steady, your eyes are closed. You could be sleeping or it could be show. But either way, I don't seem to bother you. If I could speak a lot of you, I'd say that real life isn't so true. And you'd be free then to live in the tangles in your hair. Oh, I'd live there too, but like I said, things just ain't fair. I'll do the next best thing and just stare and stare and stare. But I can never get my fill. No, I won't ever get my fill. Yeah, I can never get my fill. Oh, won't you let me in? But if I only knew your name, girl, if you just told me your name, I think that if I knew your name, then we can hit it off.
That was Staying Out from Nick Pilgrim from L.A. and looking to establish himself in San Francisco. Nick has a show tonight at the Bazaar Club at 5927 California Street in San Francisco at, well, I don't have the time. But you could go there, hang out all night, listen to all the other acts there as well, and wait for Nick. And you can keep up with Nick at www.facebook.com/Nick Pilgrim. His name is spelled N-I-K-P-I-L-G-R-I-M. and he'll be playing more shows in the future, so look forward to those. He also releases new music all the time, and you can get his new tunes at nickpilgrim.bandcamp.com and at soundcloud.com/nickpilgrim. Very cool songs, and you're really going to enjoy them. Speaking of more songs you're really going to enjoy, our next few songs are from a singer-songwriter, also from the Bay Area, Deborah Crooks. Here's a double shot from her with Adding Water to the Ashes and Miss Me Sometime.
I can see you standing by the doorway, barefoot and angry and graceful all the same. You knew things that I couldn't yet tell, the touch of earth. And music always filled your house, and I remember there about living. Though the past is just the past, I've gone back to that old fire. And I'm adding water to the ashes. I made a cross out of our love. I'm smudging my forehead to erase my doubt. I'm adding water to the ashes. I'm adding water to the ashes. Sometimes a candle is all you need. The cry of a rooster, a marigold seed. The belief in something being born anew. And though I grow up and I totter, and I'm my father's daughter, you love me well, knowing the damage. So I'm adding water to the ashes. I made a cross out of our love. I'm smudging my forehead to erase my doubt. I'm adding water to the ashes. I'm adding water to the ashes. Time is something I won't ever forget. I found God in my darkest night. That don't mean it don't come back around. That don't mean I ain't living without fright. Side the wind in your face. Freeze. If I could, I'd be right there by, playing tower lightning bright, just to be close to your embers. But that's yesterday now. I'm adding water to the ashes. I made a cross out of our love. I'm smudging my forehead to erase my doubt. I'm adding water to the ashes. I'm adding water to the ashes. I'm smudging my forehead. I'm adding water to the ashes. I'm adding water to the ashes. Between us, I was never sure. Felt kind of pure, though my heart is crying. 'Cause I'd be lying to say I'm fine as I watch you go. Though your freedom's what I love about you, I do wish you'd miss me sometime. Find the perfect words to rhyme with my name and call them out. I do wish you'd miss me sometime. Laugh and call me mine, think about me in the best way. Thank you.
Like I said, Deborah's from the Bay Area, and she has some shows coming up. Join her March 6th for an acoustic show at Julie's Tea Garden in Alameda, California, and on March 22nd at the Red Devil Lounge. Both shows start at 7 p.m. You can also find her every other Tuesday at the High Street Station, hosting the Alameda Local Music Vibe Coffee Meetup. It's a chance to mingle with some local musicians and industry folks. So if you're in the area, check that out as well. On March 12th, Deborah's going to be part of the Local Music Vibes road trip to Austin for the South by Southwest Music Festival in Chuck Prophet's van. Follow hashtag LMVSXSW12 on Twitter or Facebook.com/localmusicvibe or Facebook.com/Deborah Crooks Music for her latest adventures. Later this spring, she'll be working on a new album, and in August, she'll be embarking on a tour of the Rocky Mountain states. She's going to be quite busy. So you can keep up with her at Twitter at Deborah Crooks. Let me spell her name for you. DeborahCrooks. Or at her website, DeborahCrooks.com. And you can buy her albums, Adding Water to the Ashes 2010, and a whole host of other albums. She's very prolific at DeborahCrooks.com. Just click on the Buy tab. And look for her music at CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, and all the other usual suspects. And don't forget that she's touring, so keep up with her on Facebook and Twitter to see where she'll be playing next. Very nice job.
Say that, baby. You wanna take me out? You wanna
That was Dylan's Day with Oh Yeah, and that song's not even out yet, so you got a special preview of it right here. It's slated for release on an upcoming album. Dylan Connell is a graduate of the Atlanta Institute of Music and is a professional musician and session player, and he signed a deal last year with Australia's Dead Famous Artists, but he's very much alive. Like I said, he's working on an upcoming album, and you can get more of his music and find out more about Dylan's Day at www.reverbnation.com/Dylan's Day. He's got a lot of other great songs there to check out, and we'll look forward to his new album as well. Well, here we are at the end of another episode of Music You Don't Have But Should. I'm Andy Hall, and join us again on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, for the next episode. Subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, and LearnOutLoud.com, or download the show and past episodes directly from MusicYouDon'tHave.com. There's also links to everyone you heard on tonight's show, as well as on past shows. Go to their sites, learn more about them, buy their music, go to their shows, and become their devoted fans. They are doing it all for you. And thanks to all the musicians and bands on tonight's show. They are the ones that make this show special, along with you, the listeners. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. And join us again on March 17th for another episode of Music You Don't Have But Should. Earlier in the show, we played a song by the great Harvey Castle. Don't forget to pay him a visit at myspace.com/HarveyCastle. In the meanwhile, here's Harvey with Dropped. See you on the 17th. Have a great one.
Daddy didn't say too much, and I was drunk.